WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Happy Monday. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. Man, I hope you're enjoying those 70-degree temperatures as fall keeps pretending it's here, but then showing up as 70 degrees. Cool at night, though, anyway. The point is, it's wonderful weather. It's playoff season here in NASCAR, and what a weekend it was in sports in general. Big win by Joey Logano, the essence of from the outhouse to the penthouse. The number 22 punches his ticket for the final four in NASCAR this year, plus some bad runs for other guys. The points standings took a big hit, and now we look forward to two more races before the final race of the year. Race one in round three is over. We'll recap it all this hour. So get ready for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. I am Casey Orr. I'm excited to be here because I'm sitting across from the man, the myth, the legend, the reason I show up each and every Monday at 6, Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Good evening. I'm glad you got that legend in there.
In his own mind.
Because that is very appropriate.
Legend in his own mind is what that is what Kim texted me and told me.
Yes, that is absolutely the truth. Man, how's the Casey Orr world doing today?
Doing good, man. It's beautiful outside.
Selling fences?
Absolutely. Selling a lot of fences, running around, helping people secure what's important to them.
Hey, we don't do this enough. And let's just start this off at the, off the bat. Tell everybody what you do.
We don't do that enough. No, I feel like we tell everyone all sorts of stuff about what you and I do.
Well, I'm talking about what what you do for a living.
So I work for Quality Fence, which is Chattanooga's oldest fencing company, also the most trusted with the most 5-star reviews on Google. And Sean, if you are looking around and you're thinking, man, I really would like to fence in this backyard because I've got a puppy or a dog or tired of looking at my neighbor's junk in their backyard, then you call Quality Fence and they send a guy like me out and I go, all right, cool, let's measure and let's talk fence and go from there. So whether it's commercial, residential, gate operators and fancy gates, you name it, it's stuff we take care of. Sports netting is very popular. We're doing a lot of work at different schools because people are hitting home runs too far. We need to put some sports netting up. We can do that as well.
Cool.
So Quality Fence, now, online at fence.net.
Now, you made comment that have the most 5-star reviews.
Yeah, we're 4-star. It is 5-star. I'm sorry. We're the highest. You know, we have the most and the best reviews online.
Do you find that many of your clients go by reviews?
It is. Yes, I think reviews have become in all manners of business and shopping have become paramount, and that's why you see companies doing their best to always try to get you to leave them a review.
Yeah, but how many of them do you think are honest and truthful?
Well, but here's the thing is it doesn't really matter. I shouldn't say it doesn't matter, but your search results have a lot to do with how well you're reviewed. So that's why you have companies paying for reviews and doing all this crazy stuff. So if you type in fence, you know, the better you're rated, and the more buzzwords and activity and all that stuff that your website has, the higher up it will be when people go search for it. And that's the name of the game. Nobody gets in the yellow pages anymore.
Those even exist?
Probably not. There's probably a website for them.
Probably so.
You know, you can text your friend, but it may take them a while to get back to you. It seems like nobody answers the phone anymore, right? Nobody wants to actually talk. So you just get online and go, who do I need to use for fence? And then there you go.
Cool. Well, I need to leave a review right now, and I didn't know if it made any difference or not.
Go ahead, leave a review, especially for small businesses. You want to leave a good one. And leave 5-star. 4 doesn't help out. Unless, of course, you're not happy. But you know, especially for small businesses, you want to leave a good one because the evil overlords are out there and you know, small businesses don't have a chance.
And two, speaking about leaving five-star reviews, you can find every episode of Race and Talk Radio presented by Optimize U.
Can you review our podcast?
At your favorite podcast platform. So, for example, you go to Apple, and Apple is one of the more prominent podcast platforms. You just go in there, you find Race and Talk Radio, download, and hit that five-star review. Leave us a nice review. If you don't have anything nice to say, then don't do it. Don't go by there and visit.
Can I leave myself a five-star review on my own podcast?
Yeah, you can. You need to do that, as a matter of fact. We can use all the help we can get.
Okay, well, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, where do you listen to podcasts?
Well, you know, I don't listen to podcasts.
Shame on you.
So, but there is a podcast app on my phone. And that's what I was looking at. So I'm I have Amazon Music. That's what I subscribe to play all my music.
Okay. Well, you could listen to it there.
And I think there might be.
Actually, you could find Racing Talk Radio download at the Amazon Music app, or you can find it at the Amazon Alexa app.
All right. Let's see if this shows up.
Yeah.
Racing Talk Radio download. It is the first one that comes up on.
There is many ways to connect. So if you're somebody that is not able to listen Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Rock 105, we do this show live. You can find us at your favorite podcast platform or go to our website, racingtalkradio.com.
So Racing Talk Radio shows up in the list of podcasts first overall, but the top result is a playlist called Totally Legal Street Racing Music.
Well, you have to hit podcast section. Each, you know, they have music, podcasts, and so on.
Well, you know, you can create playlists, you know, and publish it for all the world to see. Well, I was looking for, this was what I was running the other day. I was trying to look for some up-tempo rock music and stuff. And I typed in something and it said, Divorce Dad Rock was the name of a playlist. I'm like, what is that?
You might want to hang on to that someday.
I may need it. Like, does it only play half the song because your wife took the other half? Like, I don't know.
It's mostly beer drinking, country music. How you just lost your dog and your best friend.
Get in shape for the next lady coming down the pipe. Yeah. But it's pretty funny. All right. There you go. So, hey, yeah, I guess I can vote for myself.
Yeah. So, sounds good. All right. How was the weekend?
Weekend was good, Sean. Went out to dinner with some friends. Have you been to the Unknown Caller? I mean, it's kind of hip, so you probably
have. The Unknown what?
The Unknown Caller.
I never heard it.
Okay, well, it's a little speakeasy downtown.
When you say caller, like C-A-L-L-E-R?
Yeah, the Unknown Caller.
What is it?
So it's a speakeasy, which is a small bar.
What is a speakeasy?
It's a bar that you've got another password to get into. But anyway, they were having
Is it only for Catholics?
Well, no, there's plenty. They had a
because you're the first person I've ever heard mention.
Okay, because you're not hip, and let's face it, it's probably not age appropriate for you.
Is there an age limit?
I definitely was one of the old ones there. So they had a Harry Potter night where they just redid the whole bar into Harry Potter themes, and like all your drinks were Harry Potter themed and stuff. And so, that was cool.
You're into Harry Potter?
I mean, I've had to watch all the movies because of Evelyn, and I've read one of the books, and I hadn't finished them all out yet.
Did you take Evelyn?
But yeah, Harry Potter's very popular now. Evelyn, this is a bar, Sean. Evelyn cannot go to the bar. But we went there for a couple of drinks, then we went down to Gilman Grill and had a nice little, couple cocktails and some dinner. It was fun.
Well, cool.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah,
didn't see you at Mass. We were there, but didn't see.
I thought I saw your truck there when I must have
gone to the different one.
I was on my way to Silverdale Baptist, not the Silverdale Pen. Of course, it's now the Hamilton County Jail.
They're awful close to one another. I'll tell you that.
They are in the same part of town, aren't they? Well, that's good. I'm glad you had a good weekend. No, I mean, I think you told me before the show started, you didn't even watch the Georgia game.
Nope.
I mean, I was at Georgia, dinner. Texas.
Listen. Man. Didn't watch that game. Didn't even get to watch.
We plan our whole Saturday night around
that. The Tennessee-Alabama game, probably the prime game that everybody watched.
Yeah, you didn't watch that?
Didn't see a lick of it.
Golly, man, you're just not American.
Because Oklahoma State played Friday night.
Nobody watches Oklahoma State.
When you're an Oklahoma State fan, you do.
That's why you have to stay up till 2 in the morning
because they
put it on when nobody else is wanting to watch it.
They kick it off in Utah, which is in the middle. Oh, my gosh. That was the worst.
You know,
we lose on a last-second touchdown, and I turn the TV off, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, well, I'm not going to sleep now, so you just sit there.
You have lived in SEC country now since what? 2004?
Yeah.
By now, you ought to have already adopted an SEC team.
I did when my father-in-law was alive. It was LSU.
Okay. Well, see, LSU played Arkansas, and they did win.
Yeah. Listen, I know exactly what happened. I really enjoyed watching South Carolina beat OU. OU is a dumpster fire right now. That kind of made my weekend.
So did you watch that game?
I watched a little bit of that one because I got to see some of the early ones. But I know what happened. I just didn't get to watch any of them.
Yeah.
A little shocked that Florida has finally started playing good.
Hey, we got some breaking news in SEC college football. Vanderbilt is now number 25 in the top 25 AP.
When was the last time they were ranked?
I don't know of a time ever.
Oh, I'm sure they've been ranked sometime.
Well, yeah.
Back in the Jay Cutler days, surely.
Maybe not in our lifetime.
James Franklin finished 8-4 there one year. It wasn't that long ago there, good buddy.
Okay.
Listen, don't start talking football.
I have just become the SEC football expert professional about a couple months ago.
Obviously not historian.
You know, that's why it takes two radio stations now to broadcast college football radio presented by Medicare MISTI. Saturday mornings at 9 on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM.
Vanderbilt's previous ranking was number 24 in the final poll of the 2013 season.
Hmm.
So it's really not that long ago.
2013? Only 11 years ago.
That's not that long ago for Vanderbilt.
It's
Vanderbilt.
Listen, that's like, that's like saying you drive for Hendrick Motorsports and you hadn't won a race in a year. I mean, they're in the SEC.
Vanderbilt doesn't drive for Hendrick Motorsports.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, Vanderbilt is in the SEC. All the SEC teams do well at some point.
Except
even
Vanderbilt. Kentucky, Mississippi
but,
State.
But I,
yeah, I mean, they were, that's
I mean,
the
I'm
thing.
Proud of Vandy right
Most
now.
Most of them are cyclical. Then you got the mainstays. But, I mean, Alabama, my gosh. You know, they've lost two games this early in the season for the first time since 2007, and you'd think the world is falling. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, anyway, great weekend. And then here comes the NASCAR race, Sean, and Joey Logano, who literally for 30 minutes after last week's race was pretty sure his season was done, gets a phone call, and they're like, oh, by the way, you're in. And then he turns around and wins this race and locks himself into the final four.
Yeah.
If that is... That you know what I was trying to think
I,
of
I
an
think
analogy.
That deserves a conspiracy theory.
That is like a golfer who is getting ready to leave because he didn't make it, and they're like, "No, someone called in sick, so you get to make this tournament." And then he wins the tournament and gets a year's to stay on tour. I mean, it's crazy that Joey Logano was able to do that. But I've got some stats later that I'm going to throw at you. Joey Logano is, dare I say, underrated. He may be the greatest elimination playoff driver in NASCAR history.
Boy, you must have done some really big homework. You're using long words there.
Listen, I know Gordon Lee doesn't teach anything past two syllables.
We don't. not very often, that's for sure. But, hey, this could be a three-peat. Joey Logano won the championship in 2022. Ryan Blaney won last year, and then Joey could win this year. It could be three in a row for Penske. You never know. But, I mean, NASCAR couldn't have scripted this any better. And, you know, we've seen many times in our sport where crazy things have happened and they couldn't have been scripted any better.
Yeah, it really is. That's pretty remarkable, too.
I mean, just think if... I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's remarkable to think Joey Logano has a not-so-great race last week. You pull in, you say, sorry, guys, we gave it our best, give all your crew a pat on the back, and you're thinking, well, your mind's already going to next season or probably really going to where am I going in 4 weeks for vacation, and then you get a phone call. Hey, there's been a penalty assessed, you're still in. And then you rally and go and win it, and now you get to look at your guys and go, we're one of four teams that have a chance to be a champion this year. Oh, it's remarkable.
Yeah, and I mean, NASCAR couldn't have planned this any better. I mean, even if they'd have gotten together in Daytona and said, okay, how can we set this up to where we can add some drama? I mean, this happened perfectly. The only other thing that would be crazier, is if Jimmy Johnson finished in the top 10. That would also...
I don't think NASCAR cares about that.
That would also be remarkable. All right, well, we got a lot to talk about today. We had to get a little college football out of the way. The Atlanta Falcons lost yesterday, so I'm not happy about that.
Bummer.
But it's a great weekend of college football, and as I said, you can join myself and Jim Gumm each Saturday morning right here on Rock 105, 9 a.m., for College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty, and it's a radio show that's nothing but SEC football. SEC football at its best. You don't want to miss it. We're getting you ready each and every Saturday morning for your SEC College Game Day. All right, we're presented by Optimize You here on Racing Talk Radio. I want to thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your beautiful Monday. This weather is outstanding, and it's going to be outstanding all the way through next weekend. So we got a lot to be thankful for. We come back, we're going to break down NASCAR from Las Vegas and get into the results, the standings, and a little bit later, some news in the world of NASCAR. We got all that and more straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online, Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR you need to know. Today, talking about The big win by Joey Logano, the South Point 400 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. This is first win of the playoffs for Logano and also guarantees him a spot in the Final Four here in just a few weeks. Now, that was the first race of round three, the round of eight. Next, NASCAR heads to Homestead Miami Speedway for the Straight Talk Wireless 400, and that'll be race two in the round of eight, and perhaps someone else will punch their ticket into the finale, or we'll have another driver that's just out there trying to win races, get a trophy, get some more sponsorship, get ready for next year. But regardless, that's coming up, Homestead Miami Speedway this Sunday. You know, Sean, we were talking about just sports in general, and you know, this is a good time to kind of be a sports fan because NBA is about to kick off. I guess the WNBA just had their finals, and this has been an all-time year for the WNBA because of Caitlin Clark. And baseball, the World Series is getting ready to start, and you talk about a boon for Major League Baseball and something that the people that run baseball are super happy about is it's the Yankees versus the Dodgers. Basically, the two most popular and two most historic franchises in the entire sport are going to play for the World Series, not to mention the two most popular players, Aaron Judge for the Yankees and Shohei Ohtani for the Dodgers, are going to be on TV. So an absolute perfect pick or result for baseball. And it got me thinking, if NASCAR, all right, let's say, and listen, you could probably say Mr. France does this anyway, but if NASCAR could handpick the Final Four, and we'll go ahead and let Joey Logano stay in there because he's already made it. But if out of the remaining drivers, or let's just say of all the drivers, if NASCAR could handpick their Final Four, who do you think it would be?
Do they have to currently be in the top eight?
No, nope. I think if the start of the season, if NASCAR could have, so let's just take Joey Logano out. If the start of the season, if NASCAR could have said, I want these four drivers in the finale, who would it be?
I would go ahead and put Joey Logano back in.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's that popular. Okay.
I do. Joey Logano's popularity, I think, has grown.
You kind of get, you know what? You get the, he's from the East and kind of up, you know, the Northeast.
He's a veteran.
You get
now.
That crew.
You know, for years we looked at Joey Logano as the young guy, the one that was always sort of being pushed around that the veteran guys didn't like because of his aggressiveness. But now Joey Logano, he's one of the veteran leaders. Matter of fact, I would put him a leader up there with Denny Hamlin, possibly Martin Truex Jr. Of course, Martin Truex Jr. is on his way out. But anyway, I would say Joey Logano. I would also say Chase Elliott. NASCAR's been voted NASCAR's most popular driver.
For, yeah, that's a no-brainer.
For a number of years. This is where it gets a little challenging for me. I would go third, Kyle Busch.
Okay.
Because Kyle Busch always seems...
Just the popularity.
Yeah, he's a name that whether you like him or not, he is one of the, you know, we used to sort of describe him as maybe one of the best NASCAR drivers, especially currently. But you know, we haven't seen much of that in the last couple of years. And then I would put Kyle Larson in there. So I'd go with those four.
Larson? See, I don't know if he's that.
Kyle Larson's popularity has gone up tremendously in the last 2 years.
I think NASCAR would pick Denny Hamlin. Because he's very popular.
Has I don't a, know. I don't think NASCAR very, wants anything to do with Denny Hamlin.
A
right
very
now.
Popular, very popular podcast. And oh, by the way,
matter of fact, they're not even speaking. Probably
he co-owns a team with one of the most popular athletes in the history of the world. I think number two, Bubba Wallace. All right, very.
You think so?
Also drives for one of the most popular athletes in the world. NASCAR's drive for diversity. I think that would be a boon for NASCAR. They would love that. Chase Elliott, no-brainer, most popular, chicks dig him. And then I think the fourth one is kind of where, you know, do you want the going back-to-back with a youngster like Ryan Blaney, or is this, you know, Brad Keselowski, because he'd be a ton of fun, but that'd probably skewing too old if you do that.
I started to throw his name in there.
You know, Truex Jr., probably Truex Jr.
Yeah, but Truex Jr. is on his way out.
Exactly. Very popular driver.
on his way out, kind of gets to write his own retirement story. I think those four would probably do good. But it just got me thinking because, man, baseball couldn't have picked it out any better. Let's just have the Yankees and Dodgers. Both sides of the country, the two most historic franchises. And, you know, when you're thinking about TV ratings and eyeballs, I think it's Chase Elliott. I think Bubba Wallace. I think Martin Truex Jr. And then I like your Kyle Busch, but also I think Denny Hamlin would do the job too.
I'm 50-50 on Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin's been very critical of NASCAR at times over the last couple of years.
Oh, no, I get it. NASCAR.
And you know, anytime you go up against the system and you're critical and criticize the sport, you become taken off the Christmas card list.
Oh, I don't think NASCAR would like it necessarily, but if there's one thing NASCAR cares about more than that, it's eyeballs, and eyeballs equal money.
They do, but ever since Bill France Sr., the leadership of NASCAR has always made it clear, we'll be doing just fine with you or without you.
Yeah, they are very toe the line, very, you know, old school that way. But, like I said, if you're worried about sponsorship, eyeballs, TV deal,
there doesn't seem to be any driver that's not replaceable.
Well, yeah.
Even going back as far as maybe Dale Earnhardt Sr. NASCAR's always had that attitude. The France family has always carried that reputation.
It took a long time to replace Sr. You'd be hard pressed.
The sports never replaced him.
Yeah, I was going to say you'd be hard pressed to really say he has been replaced.
I don't think he can ever be replaced.
He was a titan of the sport.
The sport of NASCAR is doing well. But the sport of the NASCAR will never be the same.
Yeah.
After the loss of Dale Earnhardt Sr. Dale Earnhardt Jr., he brought NASCAR back to a certain extent, but even Dale Earnhardt Jr. didn't reach the halfway point.
No. Nope.
I think if Dale Earnhardt Jr. had a successful career, and had have possibly been a contender for a championship or won a championship. If Dale Earnhardt Jr. had the same record that Jimmy Johnson does,
oh God,
no question about it.
Well, yeah, but that.
Yeah, but Jimmy Johnson, he even reached a third of what Dale Sr. was as far as the popularity and the icon of the sport.
I do have one bone to pick there is Dale Earnhardt Jr. had a very successful career. It's just his dad
in the Xfinity series
was Dale Sr.
Yeah, but Jr. never came close to winning a championship.
Yeah, he did.
When?
See, you're okay.
I'm not talking about the Xfinity series.
All right, Sean Whitfield. How many race wins do you think Dale Earnhardt Jr. has?
13.
Cup series.
13.
All right. Well, hold on. You're speaking too quick. Here we go.
you didn't set this up well.
Well, my Google machine.
Yeah. I'm going to see. I want you to prove me wrong. I don't think you can.
Okay. Dale Jr. has 26 career victories in the Cup Series. He is a two-time Daytona 500 champion. There is a long list of drivers that would sign up for that record.
So
right
he is at one double of what I gave him credit. You know,
he's twice the driver you think he is.
I did forget about his success of Daytona and Talladega. There's no question about it. He was dominating those racetracks for a number of years back in the early 2000s. But credit's due. I didn't realize he was as many as 26. That really surprises me.
Yep. And he has, let's see.
Do you happen to know what his highest finishing order was at the end of the season in the standings?
That is exactly what I'm doing. So, Dale Earnhardt Sr. won 7 championships, according to Google.
Well, that happens to be a fact, yes.
Efforting. I want to say Junior finished as high as 3rd. But I'm trying to confirm that real quick because that's the thing. Junior, there's a lot of recency bias with Junior because he was a very good driver for a long time. But when measured against his dad, who's an all-timer, mm-hmm. you know, that's tough. And then he goes to Hendrick, and gosh, that was so publicized. And he actually had a little bit of success starting out at Hendrick. But then he just went on that. I mean, he was out to lunch for a couple years. And then when he did kind of get it back together, he never quite got back to that level. And then, of course, the concussion thing started. So his career really ended on a downer. And I feel like that's what people remember. They forget the dude won 26 times. There is a chance, even if his last name wasn't, or if his name wasn't Dale Earnhardt Jr., he would have a chance at making the Hall of Fame just based on that alone with 2 500 wins.
And two, you got to remember later on in his career when he was in Hendrick Motorsports, he was teammates to two drivers that were at the very top of their game, especially one of them, Jimmy Johnson, the other, Jeff Gordon. So he was racing back at a time where, competition was tough, but I think had Junior had a more successful career, I think he could have reached a status, you know, not too far behind his father.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. finished third in NASCAR in 03 behind Kenseth and Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that would be competing for a title. Junior was very good, had a great career. If his name was Bob Smith, we'd all go, man, that Bob Smith was really good. I think he'll be a Hall of Famer someday.
And
but
I'm
his
sure,
name's Dale Earnhardt.
And I'm sure there's some people out there riding in their cars right now that didn't grow up during the era of Dale Earnhardt Sr. and going, man, what are you talking about? Dale Earnhardt Jr.? Man, one of the best that's ever lived. So a lot of it has to do with generations, I think, too. And, you know, in the timelines that we live and times when we were fans and so on and so forth.
And Dale Earnhardt Jr., by the way, is in the NASCAR Hall of Fame, Sean. Now, you can say it's because his name's Dale Earnhardt Jr., but also had a very successful career.
All right.
All right. So complete random Dale Earnhardt Jr. tangent. But every once in a while, you know what? I'm a lot like Mrs. Whitfield. Every once in a while, I just feel the need to prove you wrong. So I had to do that.
I like to be challenged. Because I always learn when I'm challenged, especially when there's that 1% of the time I'm wrong.
Listen.
Because I'm usually 99% of the time
If you like
right.
to be challenged, then I need you to remember that next time you walk by the squat rack. Okay? Quit skipping leg day.
You know what? I would love for you to join me in the gym. I tell you what. Why don't you join me one Monday afternoon before we do the show? I go every Monday afternoon.
Sean, I work for a living.
Yeah, but I also know how easy a job you got. and I bet your boss would be on.
Oh gosh,
he
no.
would be in favor.
Not I, you
for
know
you
what?
To take off a couple hours just to see you look like a crippled man the next day.
He knows you're a Georgia fan. He would absolutely not let me have time off to come hang out with you.
Oh yeah, yeah, he would. Now, your wife may not, but your boss would.
She'd be excited about the gym. You know what she said the other day?
You know, she did say you were getting the man boobs.
So, listen to this. You'll enjoy this. So, we're talking, and I'd snored the night before, but I was completely stopped up, like where you just can't breathe, right? And I told her, I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to use some nose spray or something because I'm completely stopped up and congested. She's like, well, yeah. She goes, you know, the midsection has something to do with that, too.
Oh.
I was like, oh, the midsection. Okay.
Maybe the chest has done dropped down in the drawers.
I guess the midsection.
Is that what it is?
She's like, well, honey, you know. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm like, okay, all right. Mm-hmm.
You know, she did tell you a couple months ago you had man boobs.
You know what? But what if I made that comment? How do you think that'd go for me?
I don't know. Let's try it. Why don't you try that this week and report back?
You got to let
Monday.
Me know if your couch is open before I do that.
Hey, I'll make sure you got a place to go. All right. It is time for us to take a break, but I wanted to let everybody know or remind everybody we are presented by Optimize You. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. We got a lot more NASCAR as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com. Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Production from the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up. As your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr breaking down all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. And today, talking about Joey Logano's big win at Las Vegas. So Joey goes from thinking he's out of the playoffs to making it because of a penalty assessed to somebody else. And then the first race, he's back in the playoffs, he wins and therefore guarantees him his shot at the championship. He will be one of the final four in just a few weeks when we head to Phoenix. So the next race coming up, we're heading to Miami, where we used to end all the race every season until a few years ago. We'll head to Homestead Miami Speedway for the Straight Talk Wireless 400. And no matter what happens, we'll be here next Monday to talk about that, Sean.
You know, it still seems strange that Miami is not the last race of the season. It was that for so many years, and I'm not a big fan of Phoenix being the last race of the year. I would like to see Phoenix somewhere else in those final 10, but I think either Homestead should be the last, or I'm not quite sure where my preference would be, but the fact that it's on the West Coast, I just think is un-American for NASCAR.
Well, it's NASCAR, you know, it used to be this way for football. Like when they think about the Super Bowl, they've got to go to like a dome stadium, or they got to go to a place that's guaranteed to have decent weather, you know, like Jacksonville or something like that. I know they went there once, and they've done it in Tampa. Well, NASCAR can't go to a dome. You know, there's just, you can't do it. So I think you're limited by how many tracks you can guarantee decent weather in November.
You know, years ago, it was always at Atlanta.
And, you know, I would think that would be okay, but it also, man, it does get cold around here sometimes. It's happening later and later every year, but I think you could probably do it in Atlanta. And that, you know what? Call NASCAR. See if they can make that happen. Why wouldn't you want to do it? Well, Phoenix is a major city.
I don't think they would
take
my advice.
Miami's a major city. Atlanta's one of the biggest cities in the country. You'd think they'd want to bring that back, but I don't know.
All right, let's dive into the results of the race at Las Vegas, the South Point 400. A few things really stand out to my attention, Casey, about Joey Logano getting the win. Is number one, he has started to take ownership of this racetrack. This is his fourth victory and 14th top 10 finish in 23 races at Las Vegas. He also ran the final 72 laps on one tank of fuel. Team Penske star led only the final six laps to get the win. I think they figured out the fuel mileage game, don't you think?
If you're going to lead one lap, make it be the last one.
That's for sure. It's the 35th victory of his career. He's ran 576 races so far. With a win, Logano clinches a spot in the championship four at Phoenix. Christopher Bell came in second. He posted his fifth top 10 finish in 23 race, or excuse me, in his fifth top 10 finish in 10 races at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. It is his 21st top 10 finish in 2024. Daniel Suarez had a strong day. It looked like there for a moment he had a chance at the win, but he came in third, posted his third top 10 finish in 15 races. Going on down the line, William Byron came in fourth, Alex Bowman in fifth, Martin Truex Jr. in sixth, seventh, Ross Chastain, eighth, Denny Hamlin, ninth, John Hunter Nemechek, and 10th, Chris Buescher.
Other playoff drivers to note, Kyle Larson finished in 11th spot. Then you don't see any playoff drivers until you get way on down the list, Sean. And bad days for the three drivers at the bottom, Ryan Blaney, 32nd, Chase Elliott, 33rd, Tyler Reddick, 35th. A big blow to the championship hopes, or I should say to the points for Chase Elliott and Ryan Blaney. Bad runs for them, and I believe it was Chase Elliott that may be dealing with some concussion issues. Ended up in a wreck and was complaining of having a headache.
We saw Tyler Reddick go on flip his car and then go back down the racetrack. He finished 35th. I mentioned Daniel Suarez a while ago. Daniel Suarez led 57 laps. Christopher Bell was sort of the car of the field. 155 laps he led.
That's got to drive you crazy, especially at this stage of the game, knowing what's at stake, to have the best car and not guarantee yourself a spot.
There were five caution flags for 32 laps and 13 lead changes among 10 drivers. Casey, I want to share this for those that may not know. Doug Rice, the voice of PRN Radio.
Retiring, isn't he?
For many, many years. He has been on this program numerous times whenever we would broadcast at Atlanta Motor Speedway there in the NASCAR garage area. He called his last race of his career yesterday at Las Vegas.
Wow.
So
it's kind of a weird way to, why not go to the end of the year?
Well, because he calls races for PRN.
That's right. PRN doesn't have
that. MRN has the final few races of the season. So Doug Rice was always super nice and a gentleman to us. I think we've probably had him on the program a half a dozen times through the history of this show. He's always very gracious of his time, always willing to come on and join us. And I've always had a lot of respect and admired his talent
and his professionalism as a broadcaster. And he did it very, very well, and also served as president of PRN, the Motor or Performance Racing Network.
And had one of those voices when you hear it. It just says, you know, it's just NASCAR. Eli Gold. It's NASCAR or Alabama football. You just automatically think that. So that's awesome for Doug. And, man, can you imagine just the amount of travel that goes into, you know, motorsports? I would imagine he's going to enjoy some time off.
Yes, but the guys with MRN and PRN have probably got it made more than the rest of the industry because – they don't have to go to every race.
It's not every single race.
Yeah, they're not gone, you know, every single week, whereas the NASCAR teams, the pit crews, and the traveling media is making 38 races a year. So a little bit of a difference. But, yeah, we're going to miss hearing Doug Rice do the broadcast for PRN Radio. I'm not sure who his replacement's going to be. I don't know if that's been announced yet or not, but I'm sure it will be soon. All right, let's get into the driver's standings of the NASCAR Cup Series. As we have just finished the race at Las Vegas, and of course, the race at Las Vegas was race number 33. We got 34, 35, and then the final race, number 36, all coming ahead very, very soon. Christopher Bell is leading the point standing, 7 points ahead of second place. Kyle Larson, third. William Byron, fourth. Joey Logano, and fifth, Denny Hamlin.
Tyler Reddick in sixth. Ryan Blaney, seventh. Chase Elliott, Sean, falls all the way down to eighth. So there's your top eight. The top four will move on. Joey Logano, the only driver that has guaranteed his spot in the season finale. However, one look at the points, Sean. I'm going to say, as long as Christopher Bell and Kyle Larson don't do anything silly, a really good chance they move on, which just kind of leaves one more spot. William Byron, and he's still got about a 30-point lead over Hamlin, Reddick, Blaney, and God, Chase Elliott is now in a Chase Elliott and Ryan Blaney in must-win essentially, let's just call it, they're must win in order to move on. Yeah. And we'll see how that works out the next two races.
If I was going to pick a driver between those two, I would have to go with Ryan Blaney. Ryan Blaney always seems to strike back when everything's going against him. And I would not be a bit surprised if Ryan Blaney doesn't figure out how to get a win. And we see him as one of the final four.
Yeah, scrappy or opportunist. I don't, you know, what do you call the guy that maybe doesn't win every week, but seems to make the most out of the chances he gets?
He usually always figures out a way.
Yeah, kind of as always shows up in the right spot at the right time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ryan Blaney does seem to have that man, but you know, like I said, you know, NASCAR's back there going, Chase, Chase, go ahead, you know, go out there, buddy, give it your best.
Yeah. What I mean, and we talked about this at the beginning of the program, the fact that Penske has got as big a chance as ever to have three championships in a row, and that seems so strange and odd to be able to say that and say that as it's a fact because of the how strong Hendrick Motorsports is. You would think that Hendrick Motorsports would be in the mix, and it was even looking like before Alex Bowman got eliminated from the final eight, it looked like that the chances could look really, really good of Hendrick Motorsports having all four cars in the final four.
Yeah. Well, we know one spot that won't be Hendrick, and that, of course, Joey Logano. Big win for the 22. So I've got some Joey Logano stats I'm going to share with you when we get back, Sean. And I want you to you let me know if you think we maybe I was a little shocked. Maybe we're underplaying just how good Joey Logano is.
Is this what you were sharing at the beginning of the program?
Yeah, that I've done some really good research,
deep research in,
and I think you'll be surprised at just how good Joey is in this kind of playoff scenario.
All right, well, we got all that and more as we continue, and want to thank you so much for making us a part of your Monday. If you've missed any portion of today's episode, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform.
Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. That is up at least by Tuesday morning each week. You can also find us at our website for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. We got a lot more straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hey, Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics, all related to your home.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit HatcherFoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
It's football time in the SEC. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up. As your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio, here on Rock 105, presented by our buddies over at Optimize You. Go get optimized today. You know, Sean Whitfield's optimized, and everybody, if there's one thing we know, it's you want to be more like Sean. WWSD, what would Sean do? Little thing I live my life by.
You do bring up a good point.
Talking about Joey Logano's big win, and of course, coming up this weekend, we are heading to Miami Homestead Speedway for the Straight Talk Wireless 400. And regardless what happens, we'll be back here to talk about it Monday. Sean, before we went to break, I told you some stats for about Joey Logano and just how good Joey Logano is.
Yes, educate us.
Since NASCAR came out with the elimination format. Okay, I think we could easily say Jimmy Johnson was the king of the chase format, right? Chase for the championship. Because he killed it at that. But now that we're kind of this elimination phase of it, this will be Joey Logano's sixth time in the Final Four. That is most all time. I didn't think about that. But if you go back and look, six times Joey has been one of the Final Four drivers. He is a two-time champion out of that. So he wins about a third of the time. That's really good. It's tied for most all time. He is a 14-time winner in elimination rounds. 40% of his wins have happened in the final 10 races of the year in elimination rounds. He swept the round of 12 in 2015. In 2018, he won Martinsville to advance and then beats the big three at Homestead to win his championship. In 2022, he wins Vegas in the round of eight to advance Phoenix, just like he did, and then wins the title. I mean, Sean, he is a very, very good driver in the elimination round. Have we underestimated Joey Logano?
I don't think I have, but perhaps you have. I tell you, I've always liked Joey Logano. I have always admired.
I didn't say not liking, but like I didn't. I knew he was a good driver. I knew he's a 2-time champion. I mean, the guy's name was Sliced Bread.
He's a family man too.
I guess maybe because it didn't work out as good at
Joe Gibbs
at Gibbs as we thought it would. Mm-hmm. It was almost like the career kind of started on a downturn for whatever reason. Little bit, not a bust, but a little bit of a disappointing start, but maybe that stuck with him. But I knew he was very good. You look at those numbers and you realize just how good. I mean, he should be up there when we're talking about the best in the sport, period.
Yeah.
I mean, if I ask 10 people who's the best NASCAR driver, Joey Logano's not going to come up, but he should. He is absolutely, he's a 2-time champion, future Hall of Famer, wins all the time, and apparently wins when it matters most. And in every other sport out there, if you're good in the playoffs, mm-hmm. oh man, do we put you on a pedestal.
I think he's been good for the sport of NASCAR. I think he's got a lot of personality. He's funny. He's done very well in the broadcast booth with Fox calling some of the Xfinity Series races. I think he's perhaps got a place after driving in NASCAR. He's got a place in the NASCAR media. I think he would do really well at that.
Some guy said, I wonder if he picked up Jimmy Johnson's golden horseshoe after it got dislodged in that Pocono crash in 2017. That's pretty good. Anyway, I was shocked. You know, every once in a while, you just look at some numbers or some stats and you go, huh? And then you look at it like, I'll be dang, that's right. So listen, when the pressure's on, Sliced Bread's coming through.
You can count on Joey.
You know, he may... Even what is it? Oh, it's Kevin Harvick's wife wears the fire suit in the family.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was a comment made by Joey Logano.
Yeah, and of course Kevin and his wife embraced it and made some money off of it. They sold a lot of T-shirts.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting about Joey Logano. Really, none of that surprises me, but it is always fascinating sometimes to break down a driver's career, break down their numbers. Because sometimes you overlook just how talented a driver they are when you look at the numbers. And then oftentimes you look at drivers and you look at their stats and you go, well, their stats really don't tell the story about how talented a driver they are.
Just how good they were.
It works just opposite at times. So it's interesting how that can happen in all sports when you start looking at the numbers and so forth. Hey, I want to give and I don't know if you know this or not, I want to give a congratulations to our fellow colleague here at Rock 105, Greg Rambin.
Rambino.
He has just been promoted as brand manager of Rock 105.
Oh, congratulations, Rambin.
He was already brand manager of our sister station, 98.1 The Lake, but he is also now the brand manager of Rock 105, and he knows he can't fill the shoes of Boner, that is the legend here on Rock 105 before we lost him. It's hard to believe. It's coming up on a year since Boner passed away. But Greg will be the brand manager, they call it. I think it used to be called the program director.
But now you don't really direct the programs anymore. Do you manage the brand?
Yeah, it's now more official.
Boy, doesn't that
sound
just
fancier?
Doesn't that just reek of corporate? Just we're gonna call you a brand manager. Oh my god!
Yeah, so that's the way the corporate radio world goes.
So years ago, and this is under different ownership. So this is just a good Boner story. But, well, our buddy Chris used to be on the show.
Chris Van Dyke.
Tried to get Boner to change the name of Rock 105 to rock105.com. Like, literally, that was going to be the radio station's name. Thanks for listening to rock105.com. And it was going to force people to go to the website. But I think it was rock105.net or something because we didn't have .com. I can't remember.
Yeah, they just had .net because they got
com from another station.
Yeah, and some corporate dude came up with that, and they brought it to Boner like, hey, man, we think this is going to be great, and da-da-da-da. And Boner goes, why? Well, because we think it'll be a good thing. He's like, I'm not changing the name of my radio station because you think it's cool or it'll be a good idea. Why are we doing this? Where's the research? Who says this is going to be better for us? And like, no one had any answers other than like, some corporate dude told us we should do it. Let's do it. And Boner fought back pretty hard, and the name stayed the same. It was pretty funny. I was like, attaboy, Boner.
Yeah.
He's like, no, that's stupid.
Was Sammy around at that time?
Sammy was around. And, yeah. You know, Sammy didn't like corporate telling him what to do either. And Sammy's like, I agree with Boner. And I was like, well, that's all you had to say.
Yeah. All right.
And that's why we're still listening to Rock 105.
That's right. And, of course, you can go to rock105.com to listen to Rock 105.
Is it .com now?
It is .com.
Attaboy.
It's been .com now for quite a few years.
You know, I'm just out of the know, Sean.
I was going to say, you need to get with it. You're becoming not hip anymore.
Oh, my. You didn't know. Okay, never mind. Just you're not going to go there.
You're watching too much Harry Potter.
I think you're right.
You know, you didn't even watch any Georgia or Alabama or Texas. You didn't even watch the cool football games last Saturday.
So they had a drink, which is basically an old fashioned called the Nimbus 2000, which you would know what that is if you read the books. And the little stir that came out was a little witch's broom. How about that?
Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
Fancy.
Oh, man. You're high class.
Can't hide it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. We want to thank you so much for joining us. And again, if you've missed any portion of today's program, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio. Download. And we'll be back here again next Monday at 6 right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 105. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. And thank you for listening. Wow, she walks slow across a young man's room. She said, I'm ready. This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group. From the Randy Boner Smith Studio.